Today, old-fashioned tea caddies, mostly of the wooden form, are very collectible. They're small, attractive, and vary enormously in design. Now, it might be worth looking back at the history of tea and why we are a nation of tea drinkers. Coffee may well have overtaken our tea-drinking habits now, but back in the 18th century, it was a very, very popular drink indeed, something for which the government of the day was very grateful. During the mid-18th century, the staple drink for the working classes was gin. You can imagine the problems this caused, with much of the population being inebriated most of the time. So, when tea became more plentiful and most people took to it, it dispensed with the amazing volume of gin that was being consumed. People tended to be more sober. There had been tea available for the more well-off in the latter part of the 17th century, through the 1690s, when it was actually dispensed through coffee houses. At the time, a whole day's tea would be brewed in the morning. The drink was taxed by visiting excise officers, and this made tea very expensive. Now, the visiting excise officer would come around at least at regular intervals to make sure certain how much tea was left in the urns and how much had been sold during the day. In the 1790s, tea was the equivalent of £3.30 a pound today, an enormous amount of money. You could probably have employed someone for 2 months' work for that. Now, it was a good reason to keep your tea locked up. Mind you, there was a great deal of worry about the adverse effects that tea could bring. Excessive tea drinking was thought to be the worst thing for epilepsy, causing hysteria and fits and causing severe facial palsy and convulsions. Obviously, those were ill-advised perceptions, and we don't think we have any of those things occurring because of tea drinking today. Perhaps they were just trying to get people back on the gin. There had been pernicious taxes on imported tea, and by the end of the 18th century, this was removed, which made it much more affordable to the general public. Now, initially, we started drinking tea out of small bowls with no handles, exactly the way the Chinese did. These were known as tea bowls or tea basins. The Chinese manufacturers began to make tea-related objects such as teapot stands and milk jugs and so on. Once we discovered the manufacture of porcelain, we too made things allied to making a cup of tea. Back to those tea caddies. Now, they were mainly made with a locking device because you were trying to keep the tea safe from servants and anybody else who might like to help themselves. Some of the tea caddies had more than one compartment, often with a glass bowl between two internal caddies. This was so you could buy cheap tea and more expensive tea and blend it according to your taste. It had been suggested that the bowl was for sugar. Some disagree with that because sugar came in a large cone-shaped object and you had to break pieces of sugar off. They wouldn't have fitted into that bowl. Containers for tea from the 18th and 19th centuries are collectible. They're never going to be used for tea again because today we don't use that much loose tea, but they are an attractive memory of the past and the trials and tribulations that tea went through to get to the present state of tea enjoyment today.